I know with you being so creative, talk to me about how your creative spirit, which you got from your mother, how you and your husband, Eric, who's also a dynamic and creative person in his own right, how you decided to pour that into your kids and do something non-traditional with how they developed outside of their academics.
Well, you know, as a young child, I had no idea that I was developing this creativity. I mean, my mother was a master creative. And I say that, I remember they were building their home, our home, our family home. And she wanted to paint the front door purple. So she painted the front door purple. No, it didn't make any sense, but everyone loved it. And she didn't care as long as she loved it. We had leopard carpet throughout the house. And we always had a red wall. So even today in our home, you know, as an ode to my mom, I always have a red wall in my home. But it was filled with bright colors. It was very lively. And she always encouraged me to fly. Even today, I've got birds on. I wear birds because I like the freedom of birds being able to fly. But my mother always encouraged me to fly, and she never placed any restrictions on the things that I wanted to do. I look at the sport that my children, they're ballroom dancers, and we had no point of reference to ballroom dancing.
I'm just going to stop you right there. They are two African-American children, Charlotte, North Carolina, who have been all over the world ballroom dancing. Now, their dad was a football player.
Yes.
Mom was a majorette.
Yes.
Absolutely. But they decided, you helped them decide, they decided to do ballroom dancing. That is extraordinary.
Yes, it's extraordinary. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. We were just at a doctor's office many, many years ago. And my daughter wanted to be in a dance class. And I said, well, ballet, I could easily do ballet, but everybody's doing ballet. And so I was at a doctor's office and I picked up a magazine. I'll never forget it. It said ballroom dancing for kids. And I said, well, what's that? And so I followed through and I had my son with me. And he said, hey, Mom, this looks like fun. We saw just some young kids. They started at 4 and 6 years old. And my son saw some boys in the class. He said, hey, Mom, I want to do that too. I had no idea I was going to put my son in it. And we just kept going. We knew nothing about competitions. We knew nothing about the expense. We knew nothing about
all the commitments.
We knew nothing about it. We knew nothing about costumes, the political aspect of it. And today, my kids are the only African-American sibling couple in the country.
Wow. And they're good.
They're good. But, I say that with reluctance because I wish it was more African-American kids because all of their dances originated from Africa and Cuba. And to see the dances, they're gentrified with people from all over, Russia and Ukraine and China. They're dominating the sport. But those moves.
Yeah.
They originated from Africa and Cuba.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of, Africans in the sport. But when you come to the United States, it's rare. We're always the only African-American couple in the room. And that's pressure. But I'm glad my mom raised me. I'm glad I had a PM.
Oh, yeah.
That raised me. Those were my mother's initials.
Yeah.
My dad was quietly powerful. And, he was soft-spoken. But my mom was in your face.
Yeah.
And so now I'm always that mom on the floor when the paso comes on. Fight that bull, bro.
Yes, yes.
And I
yes.
don't care what people around me are saying. Because they're not saying much. They're just staring at us. But it's fun to me.
Yes.
And if they got to know me, they would love me. But they're so busy looking at our skin color.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me. That's so powerful. It reminds me of a line in one of my favorite movies. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? I know it's kind of controversial. Some people, everybody doesn't like it. But I love that movie.
Yes.
And Sidney Poitier has a line in the movie. He says, they dance the Watusi. We are the Watusi.
Absolutely.
And so what you just said, brought that to mind for me.
Thank you for listening to the story from the Institute for Family Shine on North Carolina campaign. Hear the full story and discover how you can share your own by visiting our website at shineonnorthcarolina.com.